From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. In today's episode, we'll explore the rich, wintry world of Skyrim with a score by legendary game composer Jeremy Soule. Released in 2011, Skyrim is the fifth installment in the long-running epic fantasy series The Elder Scrolls. The game boasts deep, immersive stories driven by the player's exploration of its vast world and features detailed history, politics, and mythology that could easily be compared to those of Game of Thrones or The Lord of the Rings. It even features its own dragon language, which we'll hear sung by a full-throated chorus in the score. Speaking of thrilling choral singing, why don't we start off with some selections of battle music, which feature the language of the dragons. Here are three selections from the original game soundtrack to Skyrim. music of Jeremy Soule, we heard three pieces of battle music entitled Death or Sovngarde, Dragonborn, and Blood and Steel. I'm Keith Brown, and you're listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. This week, we're exploring music from Skyrim. That title, Dragonborn, by the way, refers to a fabled hero born in a mortal's body but with the blood and soul of a dragon, meaning that this story's hero can learn to speak the dragon's ancient language, known as Dovazul, and unlock its magical power. Part of what makes Skyrim's world, or any fantasy setting, seem lived in and real is the idea that the places you explore have their own sense of history, of antiquity. Next are two tracks evoking that feeling of ancient places aching to be rediscovered, ancient stones and under an ancient sun. under an ancient sun, and before that, ancient stones, two pieces from the original game soundtrack to The Elder Scrolls V: Skyrim. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Keith Brown, pleased to be your host and guide. I mentioned earlier that Skyrim features its own mythology, whose stories feel like echoes of Old Norse mythology. One example, Skyrim's storm goddess, known as Kine, is said to lead warriors to their sainted afterlife in a place called Sovngarde, in a fashion reminiscent of Old Norse Valkyries, who were said to lead slain Viking warriors to Valhalla. But the game designer's approach to immersive world-building goes even further than creating myths and ancient languages. Skyrim is also beloved by fans and critics alike for its gorgeous visuals, which include detailed day and night cycles and weather patterns. As an adventurer, upon reaching the summit of a towering mountain, your reward might be a glowing sunset and a glimpse of the aurora borealis. Now we'll hear two selections which you might hear at such a moment, capturing that spiritual and reverent feeling, Kine's Peace and Frostfall. Kynes piece and Frostfall. That's video game music from Skyrim, composed by Jeremy Soule. Next on Gameplay, it's always easier to become caught up in a fictional world when it's been given a feeling of depth, of being truly lived in by its characters. Well, Jeremy Soule's music isn't all about epic battles and dragons. The score's sense of life is also heightened by a variety of tavern music, which an itinerant adventurer might hear around the many such meeting places in sprawling cities and towns. Here are three: A Winter's Tale, The Bannered Mare, and Around the Fire. Thank you. A Winter's Tale, The Bannered Mare, and Around the Fire, three pieces of tavern music from Jeremy Soule's game score for Skyrim. I'm Keith Brown, so glad to have you with me for gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. Next, the quest of any adventurer exploring this Norse-inspired fantasy land will inevitably lead her to brave the deathly horrors of its countless deep dungeons, caves, crypts, and ruins in search of mystery and danger, and the treasure and fame which are rewards for surviving their trials. Let's hear some of the music of Skyrim's Dark Depths, Into Darkness, Silence Unknown, and Shadows and Echoes. music from the Dungeons of Skyrim by Jeremy Soule. Now I'm going to share two selections that are all about grandeur, that evoke the thrills of the hero's journey, the awesome sight of dragons soaring over endless mountain landscapes, of thrilling battles, of ancient words which hold mythic power. The first track, sung by the chorus once again in Dovazul, the language of dragons, is called Sovngarde, which refers to the hallowed land of the afterlife, reachable only by valiant warriors. That description might sound quite familiar if you're acquainted with Norse mythology, because, as I mentioned earlier, it echoes the hall of the warrior's afterlife called Valhalla in the Old Norse religion.
Thank you.
two pieces from The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, entitled Wind Guide You, and before that, Sovngarde, The Hall of the Heroes Afterlife. This episode, we've explored music from the expansive fantasy world of Skyrim. It's a place millions of gamers, myself included, have been getting pleasantly lost in since 2011. And with music like this, the journey's all the richer. Believe it or not, we've barely scratched the surface of this score. If you enjoyed it, I'd urge you to seek out the full original soundtrack. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long. Until our next adventure.